Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Welcome back, After Buzzers, to the Real Housewives of Potomac After Show. So tonight we are talking Ashley and her trifling daddy. We're talking Giselle going for pregnant Monique's neck. And we're talking the worst open house I've ever seen. All of this and more coming up for you next.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
Hey guys.
Hello, hello.
Hey, what's up, party people? I am your host, Erica Edwards, but I couldn't do it without the crew. So give it up to the wonderful and the queen of the Giselle fan club, Alexis.
Yes, I am. Hey, guys.
And give it up for Danny. She hates Ashley fan club. Give it up for Danny. I'm just joking. She really can't stand her. Okay, give it up. And also give it up for our queen of news, Lauren.
Hey, guys.
All right, you guys. So this episode, I felt was, I don't know, I fell asleep halfway through, but I made it to the end and somehow. So what did you guys think of the episode overall?
Thought it was pretty dark, a little slow.
Yeah, it was boring.
Yeah, I was a little bored with it. It seemed like everybody kind of stayed to themselves this episode until the very end. Mm-hmm. And that's when it felt like it was getting better. So they need to start hanging out again. Yeah. Like, I'm ready for them to do something.
I think they're preparing us for this trip.
Yeah, very true.
Very true. I did feel like there were certain things that I felt like, okay, this is straight filler. Like, I don't even see, like, this is even a real thing. So let's start with Candace. I really liked seeing her little sister. So I will talk a little bit about the Candace and the wine and the drinking with her sister and her mom, because it seems like her mom is still crazy, but then she seems like she's getting cooler with it each episode. So I don't know. What do you guys think about that whole scene between the two sisters and Candace and her mom, Dorothy?
I was glad to see it because I think I remember a couple of weeks ago saying that I wanted to see her mom interact with some of her siblings to see if it was any different or if they all have the same issues. But based off of what Candace said, it seems like her sister don't be taking none of her mama crap and they don't have any of those issues. So I think Candace really needs to dig deep inside and figure out how she's the cause of this stuff with her mother if her sister's not having those same issues.
Very true. That's a good point.
Yeah. I agree. I think it's they probably have such bad issues because it was just them for such a long time before the sister came. Mm-hmm. But the sister does read the mom for filth, and she really gets with her, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it's necessarily Candace's fault because it's only Candace and the mom. I think it has a lot to do with, like, their relationship specifically, and I think it has a lot to do with it being Candace having her father and her sister having her father, the new husband. Yeah. So I think that could play a role, but the biggest part is how Candace's little sister deals with the mom. Right. And I think we all agree Candace's mom probably ain't gonna change. Mm-hmm. All Candace can do is change her behavior toward her mom, and like you said, I think she's getting better and better, hopefully. Yeah. It continues to grow.
Yeah, because I feel like this is the nicest I've ever seen her, and I don't know if it's because the sister was there, so she acts different, or if they really are getting better through going to therapy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's interesting because I do feel like there's a dynamic when there's a single mother and a child, and when you don't have anyone to kind of bounce off of what you're doing with, you know, I don't have a kid, but I know a lot of single parents. I have friends who are single parents, and the ones who have husbands, then husbands are like, no, you crazy, pull back. And I think if you don't really have that interaction, then it can kind of develop into a smother type situation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Candace and Dorothy can be on a different show. But but yeah, so, and I think it's interesting. One thing I was curious about, I know I saw a tweet by this, I didn't pull it, but where was the sister during the wedding? I was like, she's been kind of ghost. Like,
I'm sure she was there.
I thought they showed her when they were, did they show her when she was checking out dresses? I thought we've seen her before, I thought, but they didn't really film her very much during the wedding episode, which I found surprising. But yeah, I kind of like their interaction. So let's move on to another couple that was cute and kind of short. Monique and Chris, and the CPR training lady, and, you know, getting ready for pregnancy. It's so interesting with Monique because I feel like she and Chris so far, you know, like they're very cute, but there's like no storyline there. So it's a little like fluffy until she gets into it with the ladies. But her kids are adorable, so you love to see it. What did you guys think about that whole, I don't know, that whole segment, really?
It was a filler for sure. Yes. Because I was bored. I was just like, okay, you're teaching them CPR because the baby's coming?
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was going to be something like we're teaching you how to change a diaper, how to like swaddle, how to do, but like, okay, I get it. CPR for a baby in case they choke, but like, okay.
I guess because they have the pool.
I don't know.
Like, yeah, as parents, we're the only ones really paying attention, and you would think with the two kids already that they would have already made that a priority to learn that, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I get why they did it. I just don't get why it was on the show, because who cares? Like, yeah, exactly. I just want to see them learn CPR, but then at the same time, I felt like they were a little bit too young. At least Milani was. Yes. Like, I felt like it was actually more frustrating having them be there, because I'm not a parent, so when I watch kids not listen, I'll be like, oh, I just don't understand why they don't listen. So watching them yell at the kids frustrated me the entire filler that they were doing it, so I didn't understand why we needed it.
Yeah, I found it sort of confusing, because she was like, oh, you know, when my water broke, we weren't ready. And I was kind of like, you weren't ready to go to the hospital. I don't understand what it has to do with CPR.
Yeah.
And now we're going to learn CPR because the bags wasn't packed. I was a little confused a little bit about that segment, but, you know, we have to
Is
have
production
footage.
Feeding her these stories? Like, who?
Seems I feel like they should give like her some better ones. Like the prank and the, like...
I feel like the prank was probably there.
I don't know. I feel like production went on vacation or something.
usually they have on point. Somebody had a couple cute little flashbacks, but
yeah, her whole little segment was kind of like, oh, good God.
Yeah.
All right. So before we move on to the next segment, before moving right along, Danny has something great to tell you guys.
Yes. We just want to thank you guys so much for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. Now, so that we can grow, we really need you guys' help. Please make sure to comment, like, and subscribe. If you are on iTunes, give us a rating. We really love AfterBuzz, and we thank you guys so much for tuning in with us each and every week.
Yes. Yay. Okay, so let's talk about... Karen had a couple of cute segments this episode that were really interesting. And I really liked seeing her with her little sister. And I really enjoyed the release of the balloons. And, I mean, you know, Raven's song. I mean, it all kind of came together in a very cute, well-filmed moment. So.
Yeah. Where are you
laughing? You said Raven's song, she looks straight at me with a giggle.
I don't know. Raven's song is cute. It's just like, it's a lot going on in the song.
Yeah.
But it's cute for like a family thing, you know?
I feel like it's on the same level as all the songs that have been on this show, as Ashley's, as Candace, and now Raven's. It's all been just mediocre.
And Monique's rap, too.
Yeah, and Monique's rapping.
Oh, no. I forgot about her rapping.
But as far as Karen, you know, we mentioned just kind of having filler stuff for this episode because nothing was going on. But I feel like it's been like that the entire season for Karen. It just isn't anything to talk about for her. Unfortunately, just the stuff that happened with her mom and dad. And it was great to see them, you know, release the balloons and do something like that. But is that really all we're going to get from the Grand Dame this season?
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
It's just boring.
Because, wasn't enough.
Yeah, and we know that she had her fragrance launch in Bloomie's in Tyson's Corner. So I feel like we could have saw a little bit more of that. Mm-hmm. Maybe we will, hopefully. It's just like, come on, give us something else other than parents.
I definitely think we will, because I feel like that was the one thing that they talked about this whole episode was her, all of a sudden it's like, oh, her fragrance. Like, everybody is kind of cutting to footage to it. So I think, you know, I don't know, maybe this is to help her with sales. I'm not sure, but they were definitely pushing it this episode, I felt, if nothing else.
Yeah.
So I did like the release of the balloons, and I did, not so much that I thought Raven's song was really cute, I just thought that, or, you know, not that she's a great singer or anything, but I just thought that it did make for a very well-filmed moment when they released, you know, the pilling, the amazing, you know, I thought that looked really nice, and actually looked very
crafted, but it was still very cute and adorable, and I liked it.
The shade of it all.
No, yeah. I mean, but it looked really good. And I actually, at that point, I appreciated what she was trying to do with having Raven make that song as a tribute to her parents. So I did actually appreciate it in that particular moment. Mm-hmm. Then we saw Karen with her friend again, like the whole thing with the fragrance. Karen with her friend, I think it was Kia or Carly or whatever. Yeah. And so she comes in and she like gives her champagne, and then they look at bottles. So
why? Like,
if we did not already know that it was at Bloomingdale's, I'd be like, that thing's not. I was like, this is like She by Sheree. It's not ever coming out. Right. I don't believe it. But I guess it has. So, what did you guys think about that episode? I feel like everything you guys are like, oh, I was asleep.
Yeah. The bottles were very generic, you know? It was like nothing like fancy about it, nothing that like draws your eye to her bottle.
Yeah. Right.
And then just a shout out, Kay Sade, she said that Karen's perfume bottle is trash. So she's not a fan, Kay. but people are supporting her. They're saying Karen's sister was nice. I love Karen.
I liked her sister a lot.
Yeah,
I
like their little relationship. It was cute. It was very sisterish. It was a cute little moment.
I just feel like at this point, just get rid of her and get Katie. I'm sorry. Sorry, Grand Dame.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
The struggle, because Katie has more drama, but Karen has better wigs. So, now. I don't know. Because Karen wigs are slaying this season.
They are.
It wasn't always like that. So, maybe if they bring Katie back, exactly. You know, her wig game will get better.
Katie just don't care. That's what it is.
Karen her wig game used to be busted. Remember, it came off in one episode. So, Karen has definitely stepped up her wig game.
Mm-hmm. And, is that a picture of the...
Yeah.
Aww. I don't think that's the top they chose, though. Wasn't it more square?
Well, I don't know, because she was dropping it, so I didn't really see it, to be honest.
It's cute.
It looks kind of generic.
It's generic.
It feels like it's three steps above J-Lo.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying. And I'm sorry. Does that sound shady to J-Lo? I don't know. But I'm not trying to be shady. It does. I don't know. It does seem like you would get it at CVS. Is that me? I don't know.
CVS?
It's
CVS.
Just generic. Yeah, it's
But it would be under Macy's. It would be at the locked part. Like, it wouldn't just be like free. But I guess I'd open it for you. But I do feel like you could get it at a drugstore.
Let's move on.
All right. I'm sorry. I love you, Karen. So if you're out there and you want to send us a bottle, girl.
Yeah. I'll send us a bottle, girl.
I'll support it all day.
Or a CVS gift card. Or a Bloomies gift card. Either
exactly. Whatever, girl. Mm-hmm. We support you here on this show because we love you.
Do we?
Yes, we do.
Except Alexis, who wants Katie to take her job.
True. I mean, we just sat here and dissed the whole bottle talking about we love her.
I love her. See, real friends tell you the truth, Karen.
Right.
I don't know what other people can tell you, but we keep it real. And not in your wigs. You look great. You look great. Okay, so let's talk about how we opened the episode with Ashley kind of in the culmination of her experience with her father, which was, for this episode, I was like, ooh, okay, we're going to take a break off of, Michael and the D, and we're just going to talk about Ashley and her dad. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know. We'll see how long that they're going to ride this. But how did you guys feel about kind of how the whole, how it ended and how, she's kind of dealing with it in this episode?
I mean, honestly, I'm not really surprised that it didn't go the way she wanted to. You can't just ambush somebody you haven't seen in that long with cameras and be like, hey, here I am, and expect him to just let you in with open arms. So I wasn't really surprised that she didn't let him in, that he didn't let her in. But I was a little bit, I guess because she's used to it, like he blocked her on Facebook and she hasn't talked to him anyway, I thought she would have been a little bit more sad and would have shown a little bit more emotion after it happened. But I guess she did the smart thing of not getting her expectations too high about being able to meet him so that she didn't get too disappointed. But I was shocked by that.
Yeah, I was like, I knew this. Like, remember we called this? Yeah. But, like, it made me sad seeing it. And I think that she showed a good amount of emotion. She couldn't really like break down, I think, because she never had a relationship with him. Had she had a relationship and then he just like cut her off and stopped talking to her, then I feel like she would have really broken down. But it makes me wonder, like, why is this man so mean? Like, right. What happened for him to be this mean?
Yeah.
And we'll probably never figure that
to
out.
To everyone, but. Not just her. Like, yeah. Why he's so shut off.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's any, like, mental illness there or anything right. like that. Like, I don't know. I'm just curious to hear his side of the story, like you said, but we'll probably never get it.
Yeah.
I was very empathetic to Ashley. Like, that is just so, it's just hard. Like, come on. Yeah. Like, yeah. I think it's just sad. And I was, like, of course, like, scrolling Twitter, and some people still didn't feel anything. I'm just like, man, that's sad. Mm-hmm. But you kind of made me think about one of the tweets. It's not one of the ones I think we're going to talk about, but I'm going to just tell you anyway. When you were like, we're taking a break from Michael, some people think, do y'all think that she's just doing this to kind of, shade no. side stuff Michael's?
Well, I did see a tweet like you were mentioning that was along those lines that said something about this doesn't make us forget that your husband Michael is a perv or whatever. Mm, and yeah. I don't know. I mean, to me, I feel like, I guess with Alexis, like, I feel like she could have shown more emotion. I feel like it was sort of anticlimactic to some extent, because she seemed like, oh, okay, I'm cool with it, and mm-hmm. it's closed or whatever. So she, not that she needs to act or whatever. Mm-hmm. We want people to be authentic here. But I do feel like the producer should have been like, shoot that scene again and bring it, because mm-hmm. it was sort of anticlimactic after they kind of built it up. And we all, you know, most of us, I guess, who watched Housewives of Atlanta went through something similar with Kenya. So mm-hmm. we kind of were expecting it, because at the end of the day, even if the person was going to speak to you, they're probably not going to do it on camera if right. they don't really mess with you like that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think it is a little bit, it's feeling a little bit not as deep to me
yeah.
as I thought it would be originally.
People in the comments are calling it the Kenya Moore effect. Mm. And some people are saying that they feel like Ashley's using the reunion with her dad so that she can have a storyline.
Yeah, that was a common theme. I didn't think that initially watching it. Just yeah. It's sad.
It's very sad, but I think when they first started pitching, I did think that. I was like, okay, because right. we went through this. Yeah. But to be honest, I mean, to keep it 100, that was one of the most, for Kenya, that was a very authentic scene with her.
Mm-hmm.
And that scene was crazy. Like, I think I really cried on that. No. So this scene, I was kind of like, oh, she seems good. Her uncle are like, yeah, he ain't nothing anyway. So I don't know.
I agree. I was like, for Kenya, that was just like so, like,
it was almost too deep. Yes. Where I was like, you don't need to really put this on TV, know, like, to be honest.
Exactly, like tears. Like, that was so sad. And I do feel like you said, like, it was just very anticlimactic, this one.
Yeah.
But maybe because we have more invested with Kenya, or like the story, that part of Kenya's life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why, and then, like you said, and then I think Danny mentioned Kenya had a relationship with her mother, I think, and then she gave her away or whatever. So maybe that's the difference. But there's definitely something here lacking. Although I would have been interested to find out, like, I think she said her father has other children. So I wonder, personally, not trying to bring this into it, but I also wondered if it was like a race thing, to be honest.
Right. I was thinking the same thing.
And I was like, really? That's interesting. And so that kind of happened with Ashley. Now, what do you guys feel about Ashley discussing it with Michael? Because ever since she's been to that therapist, I mean, not that Michael hasn't already been creepy, but I do look at their relationship different, because it's like, she only went to you because her daddy left her. You know what I mean? Really? I'm not saying
she's
that.
Also there for the bag.
Very important reason. And true. For a baby.
True, true, true. But now it seems, I don't know, now it just seems like they relate in a different way to me after I saw her therapy session. But how did you guys feel as far as Michael being supportive of her in this kind of troubled time, since he didn't had issues with his dad as well?
I mean, I feel like that's what a good husband does. I feel like the only time we did see emotion from Ashley during this whole situation was when she was talking to Michael about it. So I think it's good that she has him, especially him being somebody who's also gone with this. And he told her that he didn't want her to go in the first place. So I think to have him be her support system was a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was good for him to support her, because she's been supporting him and riding for him this whole Very season true. With all of the drama.
Ride or die.
Ride or die. So it was good to see him finally support her when she's going through something.
Very true.
Yeah, I agree. He did his job as a husband. So yeah. This mm-hmm. time.
Oh, my goodness. Lauren, the shade.
I'm just hungry.
Very true. So that's kind of mostly what happened with Ashley and her, you know, the biggest part of her storyline, I think, this episode for the main part. So now what's interesting is now a lot of things are coming back to roost against Monique. But let's start off, before we get to that, let's talk about Robin driving trucks. Like, totally, I was like, this was a complete, like, commercial break. I was like, what does this have at all to do with the show? Like, I'm like, girl, I don't even believe you're like, oh, okay, we had trucks to dump the debris, so now I'm going to drive a truck? Like, what? Where do they do that at? What makes you... So those are my thoughts. But what did you guys think about the truck driving segment? I was like, just go to Six Flags. Like, what are we doing?
Right.
What did you think?
It was two things for me. The first thing that came to my mind was, dang, they must really need some money. If, like, now she got to be a truck driver. That was the first thing that came to mind.
Oh, my God.
But now after what you just said, I'm like, oh, well, maybe she's really, really, really fishing for a storyline. That ain't it, sis, if that's what you was doing. But... it's just the most random thing, and it's like she look either really needs a second job or she needs a storyline for this show.
It was just too much. Like, what? This is what you showed us? Mm-hmm. Really? You driving a truck? You and Giselle? Like, it just... Why? Mm-hmm. Is what I want to know. Why? Mm-hmm. And the logic was just not there. They dumped off some debris, so you're like, oh, yeah, let me buy a truck. Mm-hmm. Girl, what? And I know when she heard that price tag, when he said, oh, this is going for $100,000, mm-hmm. she was like, we're in the discovery phase. Girl, just like Karen, you're probably going to stay in the discovery phase for quite
yes.
some time.
Ooh, yes. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. So, I guess I'm the only one that thought it was, like, a good idea.
Really?
Well, no, I thought... Okay, look, I guess my expectations are just low, but I just thought she should have done that in the first place, because I know a lot of people, like, that are in trucking. It's a really smart business.
Yeah,
like, as far as, like, payoff, like, I wish she would have done that before getting the house, but it was random AF.
Yeah.
It was a good idea, but the way that she described it, like, that's why she's getting the truck.
The logic wasn't there.
No. No, because it's like, it's not a good idea to become a trucker so you can move debris from the properties that you buy. Like, that makes no sense. Now,
just didn't make sense.
If you want to drive a truck and leave your little kids at home or whatever, fine. Drive a truck and leave your fine husband, because me and Alexis got you, boo. But
fall back, Erica.
I'm going to say, y'all double teaming.
We're not sharing him. That's for one.
Yeah. But most people...
Well, we'll find it out after the show. But, no, it's like, so if she was like, oh, okay, this is like a second job, I don't know what she was doing.
Y'all are so shady. Robin said she, because he was like, you got to get your CDL. She was like, well, I'm going to hire somebody with a CDL. I'm not saying I think that she should do this, don't get me wrong, but she never said I'm ready to go on the road for real. She said that I'm gonna hire somebody with a CDL.
After he said you have to get a CDL, otherwise she was like, woo, like,
most people in the trucking business, when they're not truckers, they do hire someone.
Yeah, you just get the truck and
and you make the money, but you don't make the money by having them drop stuff off to your
property.
Broken down home.
That's what inspired the idea. Mm-hmm. I guess because I know it's just a produced moment, I just didn't think no shame about to buy a truck, but maybe she will. I just think it's a better idea to buy
a truck, make your money
back, instead of buying a house that's in a really bad neighborhood.
She acts like they went hand in hand, though.
Right, exactly. That's my thing. Like, if you want to flip homes, or to me... She kind of linked them, and that's the part that kind of totally threw me off. I was like, either you're going to be a trucker, or you can buy more property, or you can buy a commercial property. Like, there's stuff you could do that kind of relates to real estate other than, like, trucking.
Right.
So that's the part that kind of threw me off.
I think it's just because the producers are like, hey, you got to try to connect the dots.
And
she's
trying.
Is she connecting them well? No.
No.
I think the producers were like, hey, you guys have green eyes, and the truck is green. Let's do this.
Oh, that guy was so happy, though.
He was.
So he doesn't get a lot of pretty ladies. He was so enjoying every moment.
With stuff with Robin, it's just always... What is this? It's just...
Yes.
I guess
this is going to be her future.
This is
what Robin wants to be with her life. That's what we have to do for storylines up in this house.
Everything with her is just so random. Like, on this show, she has been a PR person, a financial person. She flipping houses. Now she driving trucks. It's like, sis, like what are you doing? Like,
she's trying to find a storyline, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
If it goes back to this, then I don't know, Juan, you're going to have to get a girlfriend. We're going to have to go back to that. That was more interesting.
She's
killing me.
Yeah.
She's saying, get a girlfriend, Juan, if she wants it to be her. If you're watching.
It's not happening.
Whatever.
Well, Robin said she's trying to build an empire, so girl, do your thing. If you need to buy a truck to do that, buy your truck, girl.
Yeah, you know, make your money, honey. Yeah.
Okay, so, okay, Robin and Karen, you all need to have a meeting and, you know, and do a powwow and come up with some real storylines that we can deal with. I'm just gonna say that.
Yeah, they could do it together. That's a suggestion. Yeah,
exactly, because the perfume and this truck and stuff is not gonna wash. Okay, so let's talk about Cuckoo Giselle. Okay, let me not call her Cuckoo because I love Giselle because I don't care how messy she is, she slays. She slays. She always looks amazing. I've never seen
not messy.
I don't care what she does. She always slays. So, and I actually love me some Giselle. So I'm just kind of shocking you guys today. But all right. So
I don't know because them ripped jeans that she had on with the rips on the side. I said, "Girl, go back home and change and come right back. I promise they will wait on you. Just go back home."
Okay, I'm not gonna lie. I never make it past Giselle's hair because her face is usually beat and her hair looks nice. But you're right. But I'll give you that on the jeans.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, and she did have some crazy booty shorts earlier in the season.
Yeah,
those leggings the daughters didn't like. Remember?
She can't dress to save her life, but she is very pretty.
Yeah, yeah. And usually her hair is always on point.
Shout out to Kyle.
Yeah. Yeah. But so, and I love seeing the green-eyed twins together. They're so cute. So let's kind of talk about Giselle and what happened at the open house. How did you guys feel about it?
It was so messy. Like, first of all, why are you messing with somebody's money like that? Like, you can't just cut, like, friend or not, you can't just walk into somebody's party where there's important people that are, like, have to do with the bag that they will be making and act up like that. I don't care who you are. You could be my best friend and I'm snapping if you're messing up my bag. You know what I mean? Like, that was not cute at all.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like if Robin really felt serious about it, why didn't she just say something?
Yeah.
She could have easily been like, hey, can y'all take this outside or y'all need to chill on this here? They've done that at events before. So it's like, you didn't even stand up for yourself to say, hey, don't do this right here. They're important people. But then you want to be mad at Giselle or whoever else because they did it. Like, if it bothered you, you should have said something.
I agree 50-50 with Alexis. Like, I do feel like Robin punked out because I feel like, I don't know if she's afraid of Giselle or whatever, but it's like, you could have pulled Giselle aside and been like, I'm trying to make my money, you know?
And, or even just gone up to the girls and been like, hey, can y'all not do this today? Like, for real, like, you know,
exactly, but I feel like because it was Giselle, she was afraid to do it. Or I don't know. I mean, that's just how I think. But what do you think, Lauren?
I think that I see all sides, I guess. I mean, Giselle, I think she just kind of snapped. Like, she said something just, like, went off when she saw Monique. I do not understand why they just didn't say, hey, can y'all do this on the back porch? I guess I get it, though, because I guess people would be going through the house, so they'd really have to, like, leave and walk down two blocks or, like, you know. But I don't get why she didn't say anything. And I guess maybe she was afraid, or maybe she didn't want to make a bigger scene by possibly saying something. It just was bad all around. And I really wish that didn't happen there, but I'm hoping that that was just for production and, you know, we'll be able to have open houses all the time.
Exactly. Like, I saw a tweet about this, and I'm not sure if I captured that one, but they did mention something on Twitter about how, like, if she had the people, why would she have these particular, because you know how these women get down, really. So why did you have them at the same time as you going to have potential buyers anyway? So that does seem like a production moment.
Yeah.
But I do feel like, I get what you're saying, but to me, I feel like Giselle is your girl, so you should be able to be like, okay,
don't do that.
Yeah, she should have said.
She should have been. Sure. She should have been able to say something, I think, in that moment.
Yeah,
but also Giselle shouldn't have done it.
Yeah, yeah,
none of them should, because then Candace walking, then she popping off.
Yeah,
Ashley's keeping it going. Karen's like, yeah, like, come on, y'all leave.
And I think if Robin would have been just like, hey, not here, they probably would have been like, okay, we'll save this for another day, which is how it should have been. So if she can be, I guess, kind of mad at them, but she should be mad at herself too, because she didn't say nothing.
Okay, so that aside, what did you guys feel as far as whose side are you on with this whole sort of, I guess, what Giselle is so angry about? Because really, once they kind of broke it down, one thing I respect is Monique the whole time was like, yeah, I did what I did. So I like that she makes sure that whatever she says halfway matches the footage. So I like that about her. And the way she kind of explained it was like, well, yeah, I felt like you kind of blow off my feelings or whatever. It seemed like Giselle was kind of overreacting once they kind of brought out all the facts to it. But what did you guys think?
I think that everything with Monique and Giselle is so trivial, and Giselle makes it way bigger than it is, because at the end of the day, she just doesn't like Monique, and she knows she doesn't really have a... Well, I guess she does kind of have a reason, because some of the things Monique does is kind of fake and kind of shady, but I don't think it's to the magnitude of what Giselle makes of it.
Yeah, I think it's Giselle trying to cling on to a storyline for dear life, because that was just, like, so... Like, we're arguing about this right now. Like, Monique should have just been like, I'm not arguing with you. We're grown. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was the stupidest argument ever. Mm-hmm. And, like, they should feel like children even having that discussion, you know?
Yeah, I think... I just want to know why... Okay. A lot of people say Giselle is jealous of Monique. Why do you think that Giselle is so, like, hard on Monique? Because I feel like, honestly, it's coming off. I don't think they like each other, but it comes off as Giselle is way more invested in it than Monique. And I don't get why, because they both are beautiful and have stuff going for themselves.
I think, in my humble opinion, that from day one when Monique was like, I got four houses, that's why Giselle doesn't like her. Because Giselle was trying to play her crazy when they first met, and Monique checked her off the top. And ever since then... I think she might, I mean, she's married, she has a good family, she has a lot of things that the other women theoretically don't, but I think that that always has sat wrong with her from the very beginning, because Monique is the only one who's like, oh, I got my money, and I'm good, and that was, and she was like that from the beginning when they were kind of trying to play her. So that's what I think, as far as that's where it came from.
Yeah. So do you think it's more like, is she jealous of her, or she's just like, doesn't like that she doesn't kind of bow down to her?
I think it's the latter.
I think it's jealousy. Like, she has not liked her from the very beginning. I think it's because Monique has so much, like, going for her in her life. Like, you know, like, her family has money, yada, yada, yada. And we don't really see as many problems with Monique on this show, you know? And I think Giselle wants to see a problem with everyone on the show, especially if she's going through something. She's like, okay, well, everybody in here need to be going through something, you know? And we never see any problems with Monique, except for a miscarriage.
I mean, and it's probably a little bit of both. Because I think if Monique was like, I'm going to humble myself, then Giselle would probably be like, okay, cool with her. But if it's like, okay, Monique's very confident, very much like, I know what I got, and it's good. And that with, you know, not so much jealousy, like, oh, I want what she has, but she does seem to have a contented space with money and family. And I think that that's what any of them would want, really.
I think it's the bow down thing, because I feel like anytime there's a new person that comes into the group, Giselle kind of, not hazes them, but kind of acts like that, where she feels like you kind of have to prove to me or to us why you're in this circle. And I don't think Monique ever has done that for Giselle. I think Giselle had the same issue with Candace, but Candace has kind of changed her approach with Giselle, and Giselle has been more willing to open up with her. But Monique has been from straight up, I'm not about to kiss nobody's behind, I'm not about to do this, I'm not about to do that for you. Either you mess with me or you don't. And I don't think Giselle likes that.
I've always liked that about her.
Me too.
Even though she can kind of be on the boring side, but it's because, like you said, she really don't got no issues other than, like, you know, something tragic, like a miscarriage and the mother-in-law.
They drug that mother-in-law thing out for like two seasons.
One comment,
she called you a heifer three seasons ago. So I do think that that was a whole interesting dynamic. Now, what did you guys feel about Karen's point, which I thought, actually, because I love her wigs, but I'm not always team Karen, but I thought she had a point with Ashley, you got enough going on to start bringing stuff back to somebody. You and your karma has been messing with you this season. You should maybe stop running, like, run, tell that so much. So her point was, Ashley shouldn't have brought it back to Giselle. What do you guys think?
I fully agree. Ashley talking about some, I did it, so this been going on for years, and we're trying to work it. Like, no, you didn't. You didn't start up some mess to, again, detract from Michael and your stuff. Like, you had no, like, good intentions with, like, dissolving their beef.
I completely agree with you. Ashley is always just bringing the bone, and as soon as the heat is off of her, she's carrying the bone again. She never stops.
And I was like, luckily, I felt like Monique was really chilled with it, because I was like, Ashley, this could mess up kind of, you were getting cool with Monique. And so now she has a conversation with you, and now, okay, everything you say is going to go back to Giselle. So I did actually be like, okay, you got one friend, girl. Relax. Right. Try to keep her. So now moving on to the argument with
Monique and Candace. So what do you guys think about Monique showing Ashley the text messages from Candace? Because that seemed to be like, oh, everybody was quick to be like, yeah, she threw you under the bus. What do you guys think about that?
Well, after hearing Monique kind of explain why she did it, I don't necessarily want to say that Monique is fake. I think Monique was just looking out for herself before looking out for Candace. She just wanted to make sure that people knew that she wasn't the one in the mess, even if that meant that people were going to think and see that Candace was the one in the mess. So I don't know if it's necessarily too fake in this, or if it's necessarily something with Monique liking Ashley more or whatever. I think at the end of the day, Monique just doesn't want to be in drama, and she did whatever she needed to do to make it so it doesn't look like she is talking mess or is in the drama.
Yeah, I think it was petty, like to the max petty, and it was childish, because who shows text messages? Like, I feel like that's something that's very intimate, and Monique could have gotten the same point across without showing text messages, mm-hmm. because they carry the bone and it's like so-and-so said this without showing text messages every episode. Mm-hmm. A text message did not validate you anymore. It made you look fake. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It made you look crazy.
Well, sometimes you need the physical receipts to know. Because she could be like, oh, I didn't say anything. And then somebody else would be like, well, she did. But now you got the
well, she should have waited text. Until it got to the point where it was like, oh, so you're lying now. Mm-hmm. Here's the receipts. You know? Mm-hmm. But not off the bat. Like, come on. That's your friend.
Yeah, I think it was fake. I still do. And I like Monique, but I can, like you said, call you out when you're wrong. I think it was wrong to do. And I think a lot of their tension, this Monique and Candace, I think is because Candace is becoming cool with Giselle. Mm-hmm. And I think Monique feels a way about it because, like you said, she could have definitely got that point across. And you're saying like, oh yeah, but you need those receipts. But at the same time, Monique does not have that kind of feeling and loyalty to Ashley. Like, it's not like it was a Karen. Exactly. Like, girl, you know. Yeah. Like, she could have just gave Ashley her word and that would have been enough because they're not girls. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. That was my thing too, because I was like, why does she have to prove something so deeply to Ashley? Ashley's like a new friend.
Yeah.
So she just started messing with Ashley. So it's like, okay, no, I didn't say that, and that's it. Because I do feel like, even though I'm not really a Candace fan, if someone sends you a message and that's supposed to be your girl, why are you showing her messages? Mm-hmm. Period. You know what I'm saying? Whether you have to prove something or not. Because if she's your friend, you shouldn't have to show them. Mm-hmm. And so that was kind of my thing with her, where I was like, at that point, I feel like she's beginning to cut Candace loose. Because I think her whole thing was like, okay, Candace, I feel like you're wilding out too much, and I think she's pulling back from the friendship, because otherwise, like, why would you do that anyway? Ever, really?
Yeah. I agree. You know how sometimes when you get into it with one of your friends and you can never fully get back on the same, you know, like, friend level? Mm-hmm. I think that's what it is. Like, they got into it and they forgive each other, but it's like, we're never going to be
they're
like...
They're not going to get back. And they're not going to get back, because that's the thing. I think, depending on what sort of sister code you abide by, I think just because you fall out with somebody does not mean you start showing their text messages and you start telling their business. Because once you do that, you're not ever going to come back, because they can't really trust you again. And so that's the thing. Like, how can Candace realistically really text her anything now? Like, I wouldn't, you know, because she's just going to show it the next time they don't get along right.
I would just think that I wouldn't trust nobody in this group. I would think that everything that I say to somebody is going to get back to somebody else, and that whatever I text is going to get back to somebody else. Mm-hmm. And I think people, especially somebody like Ashley and somebody like Monique, where they don't even know for sure if they're friends with somebody. Like, at least with Robin and Giselle, they know that they're friends. They've been friends for a while. If it came out that Robin was showing Giselle's text messages or vice versa, I would be like, whoa.
Right.
But for somebody like this relationship, like with Candace, Ashley, and Monique, are they really that close of friends?
I thought Candace and Monique were last season anyway. I thought that they were, and I think if anything, Candace definitely thought they were. I think that's why she was hurt.
Yeah.
Because I felt like they thought, like, you know, she was the first one over there with the baby. And I don't know, I feel like last season we saw them, like, they weren't, you know, they didn't have the history of Giselle and Robin, but they definitely seemed like they were headed that way.
Yeah.
And I think part of it, too, is, you know, realistically, as a grown woman, how do you develop a friendship? You don't do shady stuff. So once you start doing this, now we just gonna be high and by and filming together. So like, I think they were down a good path, and to be honest, it seemed like, not that she was choosing sides, but it seemed like her friendship with Ashley was more important than her friendship with Candace, because that's where
which
she was
so weird.
Which is weird. I don't know why she
was.
I don't think that's
what it is.
I think it's because she feels the way Candace is hanging out with Giselle.
Yeah, I mean, Robin now. Yeah, that might be true, because I do feel like, why do you care so much
If, you know, why you got to be the only true person that understands Ashley? Like, she dogged you.
I don't think that's what it is, though. I think Monique just don't want to have drama with nobody in this group, and she's just trying to be neutral and stay out of it as much as possible. So she's doing whatever she can to protect herself and her from having to be in that drama. I don't think it's that she likes Ashley more or likes Candace any less. I think she just don't want to be. She don't want to have to pick sides, and I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with you, but then again, you know, a couple episodes, yeah. She's about to throw a bottle, so who knows what she's going to do. But, all right, you guys, that wraps it up for this semi-amazing episode. now, this is actually, I mean, it ended, I liked the, you know, they kind of brought it out in the end. Like, they let you get your nap in the beginning, but then they kind of brought the funk right at her open house. So that part was really good. So let's move on, you guys. Let's do our shadiest moment segment. All right. Okay, well, I'll kick it off.
Yeah.
My shadiest moment was from the lovely, the gorgeous Giselle when she was saying, when she was talking about Robin and the trucking, and she doesn't want it to be like Karen in her perfume forever in the development mode. Always in the discovery phase.
Yeah. Yeah, that was going to be mine too when she was like, and we haven't smelled nothing.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And then they did have some good flashbacks for that little segment. So I was like, oh, okay.
My shadiest moment is probably just like a petty moment when Giselle walked in the party and popped off the foolishness with Monique.
Yeah, she didn't waste no
over
time.
A hug. Mm-hmm. It was just petty. It was shady. It was just too much.
Yeah.
Mine was quickly after that when Monique was like, aren't you tired of always being combative when you're walking in a room?
Right.
Because that's kind of true. Like, it's Giselle does pop true. Off on entry.
Mm-hmm. So, like, but yeah. She hasn't been kicked out of anywhere lately this season.
Not
so
yet.
I'm proud of her. Not yet.
The season
not
is yet.
Robin didn't have the nerve.
I would have kicked her right on out. Right out.
That's true. Right.
Did you say one? What was yours?
Yeah,
that's oh, my bad. Okay. All right, you guys. So let's move on to the tweets. Let's do the tweets. All right. Oh my gosh. Why did this wig come back? I totally felt this one. Roll, Anna, at Ashley Darby. Don't ever wear that wig again. Why are you still wearing that crazy wig with the purple eyeshadow in your confessionals? Because you are beautiful. Wear your curls, girl, or wear another wig, but not that wig.
Let
that
wig die. She likes
it. It was horrible. At Robin Dixon, speak up. Giselle is dead wrong. There's no respect in the friendship. At Shantae Marie. I totally agree. I felt like if Giselle really respected Robin, she would have at least had a drink or a snack or something.
Yeah.
Okay. At Black Flannel Sky. Okay, credit where credit is due. Robin's remodel is cute and paid for. Hashtag Real Housewives.
It did look good.
It was cute. It looked very cute. And I kind of thought her mentor was cute, too. actually, when I read that, that's what I thought the person was talking about. I was like, yeah, he was a little fine. But then I realized they were talking about the house.
The only thing I didn't understand with him is he kept talking about how bad the neighborhood was.
Like,
why
shade.
Do you keep putting that out there? Are you not trying to sell this thing or not?
Right. Oh, and that was another shady moment when Karen was like, oh, somebody tried to sell me crack or ganja when I was
that was very shady.
Yeah. That was so shady.
And then this is at Sweet Face De Niro. Ugh, I'm uncomfortable for Ashley, but she still doesn't have any tears. The uncle was like, let's get out of here. This is the stand your ground stately.
Yes. Right. He said before he starts going crazy, the dad could have popped it off up in there.
That is so true. I will say, shout out to her white aunt and uncle, because they were like, girl, you don't need to do this. Yeah. They did warn her. All right, you guys, let's move on to our news and gossip with Lauren.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Hey guys, welcome to News and Gossip with Lauren. today, we just wanted to wish Candace a happy 1 month. Or sorry, 1 month, 1 year.
Oh, it feels like a month, though.
Yeah, it does feel like a month.
A year anniversary. Candace
oh
and Chris.
It's been a year.
Candace. So she shouted out her little boo and said it's been 365 days.
Oh my gosh.
Congrats.
Congrats. It seems like they got married 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Congratulations. That is great. All right, you guys, before we get out of here, let's do our predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV
Ooh. All right. Let's start it with you, Lauren.
I predict that Karen is going to get a storyline, and it's going to be beefing with Giselle. Mm-hmm. I predict that Candace and Monique are going to continue to fall out, and we're going to finally get more of Katie in those wigs.
I predict that Katie and Ashley are going to have the best fight ever, or argument ever, and I think Katie is going to read Ashley for Phil, and I am ready to see this.
Yes. Surprisingly, I think we're about to see a disagreement between Robin and Giselle. I never thought I'd see the day, but it looks like it's coming. So.
I do think that there's going to be an argument with Robin and Giselle, but I also feel like it's going to be resolved by the end of the next episode.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. Yeah. But yeah, I do feel like Katie and Ashley are going to just get bigger and bolder. And I mean, I think you guys have pretty much summed up everything I think. I think that Candace and Monique are going to explode, and you know, pretty much things are going to continue to go the way they're going.
Monique should be having her baby soon too, I feel.
On the show.
Yeah.
Because he's 8 months, and if they got married, last year.
So that'll be fun. All right, you guys, thank you. That's our show. Thank you so much for joining us. So, ladies, where can everyone find you?
Hey, guys, you can find me on Instagram at Lauren Out Loud and on YouTube at Lauren Mayo.
You guys can find me on Instagram at TheDannyB.
You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at I Am Lexi Fierce.
All right, and I'm your host, Erica Edwards, and you can follow me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards. Ciao for now, folks.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.